For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. California gas prices are up more than a dollar from last month and nearly $2 higher than the national average. That's fueling debate in the governor's race, where candidates are pitching competing plans to lower costs. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
Former LA Mayor and Democrat Antonio Villaraigosa wants the state to step in with relief payments. He's proposed rebates for low-income families if gas prices stay above $5.50 per gallon for more than a month.
It was Sacramento that created this situation in the first place. It's up to Sacramento to fix it.
Some experts worry that kind of relief could encourage oil companies to keep prices high. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan, also a Democratic candidate for governor, is calling for a temporary suspension of California's gas tax during the war with Iran. That would lower costs, but also mean reducing road repair funds.
Gas prices are punishingly high and harming working families who don't have any room in their budget to accommodate these cost increases.
Both candidates also say California should roll back some environmental rules that drive up costs, something GOP candidates in the race have long called for. Energy expert Andrew Campbell with UC Berkeley says the debate is being framed as a trade-off between affordability and climate policy, but it doesn't have to be.
A lot of the big opportunity to address energy affordability is actually finding and continuing to support smart policies that result in people getting away from fossil fuels onto more electric transportation and clean fuels.
Campbell says candidates should link affordability with clean energy, not treat them as competing priorities. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
U.S. senators are discussing a proposal to end the Homeland Security budget stalemate by funding much of the department, including Transportation Security Administration airport workers who are going without pay. The deal would exclude immigration and customs enforcement operations, which have been core to the dispute. As U.S. airports remain jammed with long lines due to short staffing at TSA, President Donald Trump ordered ICE officers to provide airport security, drawing alarm from some lawmakers. DHS is now being overseen by Mark Wayne Mullen, whose nomination was approved by the Senate on Monday. California's court system is preparing for the rapid rise of artificial intelligence and the risk it could bring into the courtroom. Chief Justice Patricia Guerrero said on Monday during her annual State of the Judiciary address in Sacramento that California has already issued guidance on generative AI. It's now focusing on risks like deepfakes and AI-generated evidence.
Our goal is to strike the right balance between innovation and accountability, ensuring technology does not interfere with, but instead enhances justice.
Guerrero also highlighted other priorities in her address, including court funding, judicial security, and the impact of federal immigration enforcement on access to courts. Southern California is locked into a high-pressure, dry, and warm weather pattern. Forecasters are calling for temperatures through Friday up to 20 degrees above normal. Night and morning coastal low clouds and fog are trying to make a push into western valleys at times. Cooling will begin to spread farther inland this coming weekend, but high temperatures for next Sunday still range up to 10 to 15 degrees above average in the coastal areas and inland valleys. Elsewhere, there will be minor day-to-day differences in temperature. The high-pressure ridge will rebuild for Thursday and Friday. Eventually, the high-pressure ridge weakens and gets displaced by a low-pressure trough approaching the coast from the west. Next Monday will likely be the coolest day, with high temperatures mostly 5 to 10 degrees above seasonal averages. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.